1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hasenbepp Incorporated.
We're gonna do it.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. Resist any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true.
Doing it our way.
Nothing's gonna turn us back now. Straight ahead and on the track now. We're gonna make our dreams come true.
Doing it our way.
There is nothing we won't try. Never heard the word impossible this time.
For a studio audience. I'm telling you, Cheryl, I paid the rent last month.
Mm-mm. Last month was even, this month is odd.
Well, with you, every month's pretty odd.
Clever remarks do not the rent pay. This is the 7th. It was due on the 5th.
So we'll pay on the 10th, like everybody else does.
Doesn't it irk you to be tardy?
Nothing irks me.
Hi, Evan!
Hello. What is this? There's a line. Why is it whenever I get online, there's a line? Why am I always last on the line? Oh, my God.
What's with him anyway? Somebody steal his comb?
He hasn't been his short, jolly self lately.
Yeah, and yesterday we heard he sideswiped the melon truck.
And the company had to pay for 6,000 cantaloupes.
I'll tell you what the trouble is. His mother is driving him crazy. She's a regular Godzilla.
Hey! Nobody talks bad about my mother.
Sorry.
Boy, what a pain she is. Wish she'd get out of my life.
How's she gonna get out of your life if you won't even get out of her apartment?
You still live with your mother? Piggy lives with his mother. Piggy lives with his mother.
Shut up! Maybe I do live with her, but last night was the last straw. The end, period. My stepfather was giving a poker party, and she made me serve snacks to his buddies. Pardon me, sir. Care for a cheese ball?
Well, if it's that unpleasant, why don't you just move out? I mean, everybody has to cut the old apron string sometime.
I keep telling them.
Yeah, yeah, I thought of that, but I just got my room the way I like it. And I got a catchy phone number.
Well, sounds like you got it made, Squiggy.
Besides, I can't afford my own place.
Well, why don't you two boys move in together?
I can't move in with him. My brother-in-law needs me around the house.
What?
Yeah, just last month I helped him move the couch.
Oh, I did it. So you'd rather move some stupid couch around than help your best friend out of the snake pit.
I never said that.
It's all right, it's all right. They're docking me $40 a week for the busted melon. I guess I could always go live in a storm drain.
Ah, oh, come on. Don't be such a stoop. Here, hold that.
Hey,
afternoon paper here, Mr. DeFazio.
Hey. Hey, 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 hey. What is this, the Christian Science reading room?
We're looking for an apartment we can share.
Yeah.
You got 5 minutes to straighten this whole thing out. In the meantime, order some.
All right, all right. Two menus. Here's one, here's one. It sounds good. Two bederm, 1.5 bar, wild to wild curtains, with burr, derps, and furple.
What's wrong with your mouth? show me where it says fur.
It says fur. Right here. You made me lose it now. You got me all confused. You made me lose it.
Concentrate. Oh, here's one. It's just a block away. Let's go get it, huh?
Yeah, let's check it out. Hey, cancel those menus. We got an apartment.
Well, I finally got the fudgicle stain off. How's it look?
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, I hope the L doesn't pucker.
You know, we should make it a practice to avoid those boys on our lunch break.
Why stop there? Let's avoid them all the time.
You're right. Deal. You know where we should have lunch?
Where?
That place where you get the 59-cent steak.
Yeah, here it comes with a baked potato.
Right. Who is it?
It's the landlady, Shirley.
Mrs. Havenhorst, I swear to you, Laverne, if she's up here about the rent, I'm going to tell her that it's not my month.
All right. I'll get my checkbook.
Hi, Mrs. Havenhorst.
Oh, Shirley, have you got a minute?
Oh, yes, I do. Laverne's looking for the checkbook. I'm real sorry about the rent being late this month.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, I'm sorry to bother you, Shirley, but I have a couple of prospective tenants upstairs who said that you'd be glad to vouch for them.
Friends of mine are moving into the building? Oh, how nice. I'd love to vouch for them. Oh, who are they?
Hello.
Too late for the vouching?
Oh, well, you meant these friends. Oh, well, they're kind of special.
Yeah, we already told it apart about you being our oldest friends in the world.
Laverne!
I can't find the checkbook.
She can't find the checkbook. Come out here!
Would you like to talk privately?
Ah, come on. We got nothing to hide. Vouch away.
Well, let's see now. They're very good drivers.
So you think they'd be good tenants?
Well, I
sure, she does. She ain't gonna stab us in the back.
No, I never do a thing like that. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Great. It's settled then.
No, Mrs. Hamper.
Yeah, but we can't have money in the bank.
Why was my checkbook in the hamper?
Well,
hi, neighbor.
Hi, neighbor.
Shirley, since you recommended these young gentlemen, I'm sure they'll be lovely tenants. Oh, come on now, I'll show you the garbage chute.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You recommended them as tenants?
There is a rather odd but comical story connected with this whole thing, and I'm going to tell it to you as soon as I take a long, long shower.
Real pretty.
Yoo-hoo! What are you doing up here?
Nothing.
Just a little unpacking.
Where are Lenny and Squiggy?
They went out to buy a hot water bottle. Don't ask what they do with it. You still mad at me?
No. I thought it over, and I realized what happened with you and the landlady could have happened to anyone, I guess.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Boy, some bachelor pad. Bunk beds. You know? I never thought of those two guys as owning anything.
Well, Squiggy's stepfather brought all his stuff by, so I brought it upstairs for him.
Why didn't his stepfather bring it up?
I don't think he had time. He just sort of slowed the car down and threw everything out in the street.
Oh, look. Squiggy's seventh grade report card. He flunked everything. Dear Mrs. Squigman, please explain your family's religious belief which requires Andrew to sleep during class. Are we this hard up, spending a Saturday night unpacking garbage?
You're right. Let them do it for themselves. Let's get out of here. Wait a minute. Just put their teddy bear away. And put...
What is this thing? I have never seen anything like this before in my life. What do you suppose it is?
It's a skinny pig.
This bed cream.
Who is it?
It's Squiggy.
It's a nightmare.
Open up.
What?
Don't talk to me.
What happened to Bachelor Heaven? I mean, did you set fire to it already?
Well, we were...
Shh. What?
Shirley is sleeping, so keep your voice down.
Well, we was unpacking, and I just found a place for my moth collection. When...
You have a moth collection?
Had a moth collection until that jerk Lenny opened up the whole jar right near the electric fan and sucked the whole collection through the blades.
Oh.
Then I took one of his shirts and flushed it. Then he punched me in the stomach and he threw me right out the door. Well, it's been a long day.
Squiggy, can't you stay in a hotel or the police station or something?
Why should I? It's Shirley that got me into this mess.
Shirley!
If it wasn't for her, I'd be home right now with my mother and my moths.
Come on, wake up.
What is it?
Get out here.
What? What is it?
We got company.
Where?
Who? Ah! Oh! What's he doing on our couch?
Oh, Lenny kicked them out. They fought over moths. Don't ask.
Oh, Laverne, he's getting hair tonic all over our new slipcovers.
How can a person fall asleep so fast?
I don't know, but he's got to get out of here.
Squeaky. Wake up. Come on, let's go. Woohoo.
Come on, just grab his feet.
Oh, right. Okay. One, two, three. Got it. Okay, which way? This way. Oh, this way. Oh. All right. Lenny's, right. Four flights.
Back to the couch.
How could he sleep through all of this?
He has the uncluttered mind of a tot.
Shirley, and he's still in that bathroom.
Well, he's probably going apartment hunting today and wants to look his best.
Hello.
About time. What happened to your face?
I cut myself shaving.
Good.
I can't concentrate. I'm upset. Shh. Hi, Cheryl. What's for breakfast? I am starved.
Yes, and you're going to need a hearty breakfast if you're going out apartment hunting.
Who's apartment hunting? Just make me a meatball omelet.
Hello? Andrew? No, I'm sorry, you must have... Oh, you mean Squiggy. Yes, he is. Just a moment, please. Squiggy, it's your mother. She wants to talk to you.
Who gave her our number? Give me that. Yeah, what do you want? Apologize? I'll apologize to you when it's a cold day in December. Well, same to you and many, many more. Goodbye, Mommy.
You are the you.
What? Me? I...
You gotta do something. You gotta get him out of here. I don't know how he did it, but he left the ring around the mirror.
All right. All right, I've got everything under control here. I'm gonna tell him to haul it out of here as soon as I find the right moment.
What are you doing?
I'm playing ebb tide. I gotta play every day, otherwise it ruins my lip.
That's it, Squiggy. You're going out horn first.
That's right. O-U-T spells out goes you.
Oh, yeah? Where am I gonna go, huh?
Well, you'll make up with Lenny. You have an apartment upstairs. You'll go up there.
Huh. You kidding? I go up there, he'll beat me to a crisp.
He's got to listen to reason. Somebody's got to go upstairs and talk to Lenny.
Hey, dealer bets a dime?
I'll see your dime, Mr. Dealer, and I'll raise you a nickel.
Oh, yeah? Well, I think you're bluffing. You're not bluffing. I fold. Care to try it again? Oh, no. You ain't getting in here again. I threw you out once because you're a jerk, and I can throw you out again because you're a jerk.
Lenny, it's Laverne.
You can't fool me with your stupid imitations. You're gonna have to break down the door if you want to get in here.
You forgot to lock it.
I didn't forget. It was a mistake.
Hey, you've really done wonders up here.
Well, I haven't had much time to unpack, Laverne. I've been too busy living the good life. Hey, get that fixed.
Lenny, could you turn off the charm for a minute? I gotta talk serious to you.
Go ahead. Oh, listen, can I get you a drink?
A drink? I don't know. What do you got?
Water?
No, thanks.
It's fresh. They just turned it on.
Lenny, guess where I ran into your friend Squiggy this morning?
I have no friends, Laverne. I'm a loner now. Yeah, I'm flying solo. Allow me to show you something. I drove over to Chinatown last night. I had something put on my jacket that'll tell the world just what I am. That's me, Laverne. Lone wolf.
Says one wolf.
What a jip.
Well, didn't you read it before you paid for it?
How could I read it? It was on my back.
Well, one wolf's nice.
Think so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, you and Squiggy made a deal to be roommates, right?
Right.
So you got into a little fight the first night. So what? You guys have been friends all your life. You're a natural pair. You're just like Heckle and Jekyll.
All right, Laverne, all right. You tell me this. If Heckle had flushed Jekyll's best shirt down a toilet, don't you think Jekyll would punch Heckle in the stomach?
Yeah, huh? But if Heckle had a good reason to do... Yeah. What am I talking about? You're not birds. You're human beings.
Maybe you're right, Laverne. Gee, it was driving me crazy, though. I mean, he's such a phony. I mean, look at the way he combs his hair, the way he dresses. Who's he trying to impress?
You got me there, Len.
I'll tell you the worst thing, though, about it. I'll tell you the worst thing about living with Squiggy.
It gets worse.
Yeah. He starts rubbing off on you. It was spooky, Laverne. After 6 hours in his apartment, I was actually starting to talk like him.
Well, he can't stay with us. Either you take him back or he goes out in the street.
What, you can throw him out like a piece of garbage?
Well, what do you care? You're a loner. You're the one wolf. You don't need friends. From now on, you'll hang out alone. You'll play cards alone. You'll bowl alone. You're right. This is the good life. Live it up.
Now, hold on a second, Laverne.
Yes?
Maybe I am kidding myself. Meanie is my best friend.
Lenny, he's your only friend.
Boy, that's the sad truth.
As long as you're living under this roof, you are going to make yourself useful. Do you hear me? You're going to wash dishes. You're going to clean out the birdcage. You're going to take out the trash.
Wait a minute. I ain't dumping trash dressed like this. It's not as God intended. Get him out of our house. Cheryl, unzip me this minute.
All right. Don't you rip out my bathing, you hear me?
Well, Lenny, don't you have something to say to Squiggy?
Yeah, will you marry me?
What am I laughing at?
All right.
Come on.
Okay. Hey, look. If you want to come upstairs, I'll help you paste your moth back together.
Well, in that case, I'll go up there and get a plunger. Maybe I can still save your shirt.
Okay.
No, come on, shake. No, me, him.
Stupid.
Well, I think that this calls for a celebration.
Yeah!
Just the two of you upstairs.
Oh, okay, all right. I'll take some pillows for here.
Here you go. Wait. Don't forget your little friend.
You took Jeffrey?
Yeah, well, he's mine.
He is not. Well, you said we could share him.
See, I hope you learned this lesson.
What? What lesson?
That things have a way of working themselves out.
Those things didn't work themselves out. We had to kick them out.
Do you hate the idea of them living here so much? I mean, do you want me to go to Mrs. Havenhorst and take back my recommendation?
You can't do that.
No.
They got their place all fixed up. Besides, I guess they have feelings, too. Don't they?
I'm sure they have feelings. God knows what they are.
How about some help, huh?
Yeah, well, who do you got in mind?
Well, how about Lenny here?
I'm looking for my jacket, Carmine.
Never mind.
Oh, hi, Carmine.
Hi, Cheryl.
Okay, Squiggy, what was all that screaming in the laundry room about?
Well, it was your fault. I did everything you said, and it was a complete disaster. Complete.
Squiggy, a 5-year-old could operate a washing machine.
Yeah? Well, then tell me this. How come all my stuff came out pink, huh?
All right. Let's go to the laundry room and try it again, shall we?
Sure. Only this time will you get it right. Woman!
Oh, that's it. Are you sure there isn't anything else you want?
Nah, we can move the TV set in once we buy it.
Hi, Carmine.
Don't help move nothing.
Sherry just went down to the laundry room.
Well, I really came to see you.
Oh, yeah? Came to see me again, huh?
Yeah. You were so nice about taking Squiggy back. I thought I owed you something.
Should I, take a shower?
Relax, Len. I brought you your jacket.
You did? You found it, huh?
No, I'm bringing it back. I took it.
What'd you do that for?
I knew how upset you were, so I fixed it.
Oh, boy. Look at that. Oh, that's great. Thanks.